Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please be seated. The very first day of something new can be scary. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And so ends the story of the empty tomb, as it is found on that first day of the week, according to the Gospel of Mark. The good news of Mark ends with fear. We could have read from John today, that's always an option, but this is the year appointed for Mark. If we had read from John, we would have had something maybe a little more cheerful. Remember what happens there? Not only is the tomb empty, but Jesus, the risen Christ, appears to Mary Magdalene, says her name, and she recognizes him and proclaims him. Now there's a resurrection account that ends with joy, one we can get behind, right? But when we think about how the resurrection story has never really ended, perhaps Mark has much to offer us. What is the gift of ending the story in fear and silence? Well, it sounds real, right? Sounds real. And like most of our faith experiences, it leaves a lot of room for growth. For more to happen as we continue to live into the story of Jesus, of God with us, as we continue to be Easter people, people who live resurrection hope in our world, as we do this, we grow in faith every day. One commentator, Cameron Murchison, has suggested that their fear was not of the experience they had just had of, say, seeing that strange man in the tomb, but fear that if Jesus were alive, their lives would change dramatically as they followed him and answered his call. As devastated as they were that Jesus had died, as they went to the tomb, it suggested did they have a sense that life was returning to normal? Jesus had been shaking things up for them, but now he was gone. Were things going to return to normal for them? Did they even have a sense of relief about that? This is a provocative way, I think, to interpret the story, and it invites us to consider what our expectations are for our lives if, in fact, Christ is risen. What does it mean for our lives if Christ is among us? If Christ is calling us every day to be about peace and justice and love and compassion so that all may be free and fully alive? That's a lot to be about if we're on our own. You know, those women, if that's how they were feeling, there weren't that many of them there. It's very sane that most people wouldn't try to change the world on their own. But if God is with us in this close way, the risen Christ supporting us, bringing us together, walking with us, encouraging us through community, scripture, prayer, we might be called to actions that scare us because they're new. As Shane Claiborne says in one of his very first books entitled The Irresistible Revolution, Living as an Ordinary Radical, he says, the more I get to know Jesus, the more trouble he seems to get me into. Shane, with others, started, they were very young when they were doing this. They're late teens, early 20s, and they started what is sometimes called a modern monastic movement, a community he founded not unlike Richmond Hill here in Richmond, people living in community, caring more about their mission and the people around them than maybe getting ahead in life the way that's often understood in our culture. McCutcheon goes on by writing, in a religious cost-benefit analysis, disciples are always tempted to dissolve the tension, resolve and dissolve the tension by accepting the loss benefit, that there is a benefit to something that's lost, in order to avoid the cost. So those first to the tomb thought they were off the costly hook of discipleship, only to discover, to their terror and amazement, the challenge still before them. As I've said, this is kind of a new way of interpreting it. I'm not always sure I'm on board with it, but it does make me ask myself, in what ways do I live like I believe the empty tomb means that Jesus is with us, that he is risen? And in what ways do I not? And when I think about it, you know, it's kind of day to day, right? Sometimes I feel I really am, other times maybe not so much. When we believe, when we are open to the belief that the ongoing life of Jesus in our world is real, that Jesus' resurrection has conquered death and made the whole creation new, when we live with this resurrection hope, we choose what speaks to such hope. Maybe you take a new job that's better for you and your family, even though it pays less. Maybe you give your time to help someone in need, even when you're pressed for time. Maybe you love yourself so much and know that you are God's beloved, created in God's image. Created so that God can love you, enjoy you. You are the only person in the entire universe that God can enjoy the way God enjoys you. Now and forever. The more we make choices based on resurrection hope, the more we see ourselves as God's people in this new creation. We smile more, right? We feel it in our hearts. We feel God's love in our hearts. And then we share that love from our hearts. This interpretation of the women being scared of what the empty tomb might demand of them, perhaps, as I've said, a controversial way of interpreting it, but as we ponder it, it starts to make a little more sense. Now, if I was going to talk about something really controversial, I would talk about the new parking situation on Staples Mill Road right next to the church, right? Our social media posts about those lines and those signs that say we need to back in have gotten more comments and longer comments than anything I have ever said about Jesus, right? The resurrection or faith on social media. So maybe the resurrection isn't so controversial at all. The resurrection does call us to be radical sometimes, a costly discipleship in the vein of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who challenged the church of his time when some had greater allegiance to Hitler than to God, or the costly discipleship of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who, of course, as we all know, dreamed of equality for all races and economic justice for all people. We will observe the 50th anniversary of his assassination on Wednesday this week, April 4th. Believing in a new creation can be costly. We who are sensitive to the Spirit, however, do not need to go out looking for God's call to us. Costly, not costly, maybe a little bit, but we don't even have to really look for it. As with all the saints we remember and celebrate, it is for us. As it was for them, it is for us. They were living their lives, and into their lives came an invitation to be the people God had created them to be, and to do those things that proclaim belief in God, God who conquers death, God who conquers the death-dealing ways of the world and sets all people free. Have you ever had the sense that your faith in God, your sense of God's ongoing life with us, has called you to take a risk? Have we ever been afraid of what that might mean for our lives? What if tomorrow, or the next day, or the next year, we sense a call from God that involves holy risk-taking? None of us can do it on our own. If we feel that in an alone kind of way, what would we do? We'd just move on to the next thought. But thankfully, we don't do it alone. We don't have to. We're called to follow the way of the risen Christ together with God, together in community, working together to be about God's dream for the world. We are called to do beautiful things for God that help other people and also proclaim that we know we are God's beloved. As we pray and sing and hear the word of God, we are shaped as individuals and as a community. It is here we are equipped to discern what the resurrection means for us. We're equipped to notice with the eyes of faith, with a heart strengthened and shaped by our spiritual practices. We support each other in being people who live resurrection in our lives, people who are able to reaffirm our baptismal covenant as we will do today. God has freed us. God has conquered death. God has given us riches of grace and blessing beyond all the wealth of the world. What started with fear and confusion long ago made its way in the world and continues to do so because Christ is risen. Amen. Alleluia.